Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Those of you renewing your car insurance will have certainly noticed that premiums have been going up appreciably despite nothing changing in your own circumstances. That's because the cost of car repairs and the vehicles themselves have soared in value. The cost of your business, the cost to your business of a cyber attack is also soaring, and new research says that fewer than 10% of SMEs have cyber cover. Joining us now to talk all things insurance is Damien Smith, the head of commercial with Campion Insurance Brokers. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with those soaring insurance premiums for cars? What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So over the last couple of years, we've seen a slight decline in car insurance as some of the Injury Resolution Board and legislation has been taking effect. But now we're seeing, on the flip side, inflationary factors on the property side taken on, where insurers are saying the cost of replacing or repairing those cars is increasing, with car parts and technology in those cars causing extra cost in repairing what used to be a minor tip. For example, on the windscreens there, a lot of time placing the glass hasn't really changed, but the technology embedded within those windscreens now need a calibration afterwards for sensors, for some of the safety factors that are in there, like automatic distance, cruise control, etc. And that it has caused.
So you have to line up all the various different sensors and connectivity bits in the windscreen when you're putting it in.
Correct.
So that's one huge bit. Labour costs, of course, have gone up as well. The cars are more expensive, and it all means, according to the insurance industry, that's why we're charging more.
Correct. That's what we're seeing, is they're saying their average cost is going up maybe 126% on what it was 2 years ago for the material damage.
And what about the slips and trips legislation? This is mostly for companies, of course. This is a public liability insurance. Slips and trips legislation came in about a year ago, year and a half ago. Has that had any appreciable influence yet?
Not yet. We're still not seeing a sufficient number of people deciding or choosing to go through the Injuries Resolution Board and are still going through the litigation piece there.
Which is way more expensive for everyone concerned.
Yes, so the ultimate
payout, except the lawyers.
The ultimate payout to a claimant is negligible. They're roughly the same, but the main difference is the legal costs versus going through the courts versus the Injuries Resolution Board.
I wonder why lawyers would encourage their clients to go through the courts. Who knows about these things? The insurance industry in this country has seen some major reforms over the last few years, probably more in the last 5 years than the previous 50 years. Is that going to work out as lower premiums for all of us in the end?
In the end, it should do if we can get a cost, or get insurance companies can understand where their costs would be on a particular injury. It will have better peace rather than going into a court and not understanding a book of quantum, you know, two injuries coming out with very different costs on it. So if we can get a stabilisation, it should result in lower premiums for businesses.
Okay, we're also talking about cyber insurance here. How bad are cyber attacks, and how much damage can they do to small and to medium-sized companies?
Yeah, so we're seeing a continually increasing trend on cyber attacks every year for businesses in Ireland. But yet, as you said, only less than 10% of businesses are buying cyber insurance on it. And when we look at the reasons behind that, some of it is companies believe it only affects larger corporations. It doesn't affect them. And their systems are cloud-based, so they're 100% secure, which is incorrect. Or that they don't have the minimum cyber security in place to qualify for cyber insurance.
So what does cyber insurance do for you if you take it out?
So what cyber insurance does, it pays for the cost of reinstating your data and your businesses to get you up and running, and the business interruption in related to that. But more importantly, what a lot of the really good cyber insurance does is the incident response team around that. So the forensic IT experts, the data reconstitution, ultimately.
So the cyber insurance would pay for those experts to come in and kind of get your IT system back safe.
Safe, exactly, on that. But I suppose when we look at that, a lot of people don't understand what their vulnerabilities are. So in conjunction with our risk management team and the PIB group, what we've developed is a low-cost effective risk management tool that provides a scan of your customer's system
Remotely,
yeah. So it will identify any vulnerabilities in your system that would be visible to an attacker. And then it gives you really practical advice and solutions that you can implement to improve your security and your cyber presence on it. Then from that, customers can decide whether they need to purchase cyber insurance or not, but at least they're in a position to understand what their exposures are and what they can do.
And how much would a typical cyber insurance policy cost a company?
A typical cyber insurance is a couple of hundred euro, but with the cyber prepare, we can do that risk management from as low as 100 euro per annum.
Okay, and you're advising people to make that decision. And going back to the original insurance issue we were discussing, a lot of businesses and individuals are underinsured because of the soaring costs. So when something does go wrong, they may not get all the money that they expect.
Yes, correct. For the last couple of years, we've been telling customers to reevaluate their rebuilding costs and their contents insurance, because if they underinsure on that, they'll only get proportionate settlement off that damage at any time.
Damien, thanks very much for coming in. That's Damien Smith there from Campion Insurance Brokers.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.